The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
So you're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. On Colleen Coon is an Irish language film which is based on a short story, Foster, by Claire Keegan. The film, which translates to The Quiet Girl, has been selected by the Irish Film and Television Academy, IFTA, to represent Ireland at next year's Oscars. Imagine that. I'm joined this evening on The Hard Shoulder by Colm Bareid, who's the writer and director of On Colleen Coon. Colm, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Regina.
First of all, congratulations. I mean, you must be absolutely so excited about the advent of what's happening here. Tell me, how do you feel about representing Ireland at next year's Oscars?
It's amazing. I mean, it's not every day that you get to represent your country in any kind of walk of life. So it's a very special day for myself and my wife, Keona Nicruley, who's the producer on the film, actually. So it's kind of a family affair for us as well. But yeah, we're feeling very grateful today, very grateful to IFTA for having selected us and the selection committee there. And obviously to Claire Keegan, upon whose work our film is based. It's an adaptation, as you said, of Foster. So we wouldn't have any film if it wasn't for that original work, yeah.
So did you have any idea it was coming? Did somebody give you the nod a couple of weeks ago or even a couple of days ago? Was it a total surprise for you?
We kind of had a little inkling that it may have been happening, but, because we have to prepare a little in terms of the press release and all of that. But it was still a huge, it was just incredible news to get, like, when we were told, and just very proud to be representing our country now.
And so how you're feeling at the moment and your family are feeling, has it surpassed your expectations or are you still on a high? Or
yeah, we're still on a bit of a high, and funnily enough, actually, I'm over my man's at the moment. It's actually my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
double celebrations today, but everyone's really delighted, and just social media has kind of exploded now today with all the reaction to it, and family and friends are happy about it. But there's still a few steps to go. Like, we've been selected as Ireland's film to go forward, and so hopefully we're competing now against all the other countries in the world. Each country puts forward a film, there'll be a short list of 15 films announced in December. And then from that 15, they pick the 5 films that eventually are the nominees that are there at the ceremony.
For the Oscars. So, okay, tell me a bit about the film, about the story it's based on, and how unusual, and does it make it more exciting, the fact that this is an Irish language-based film on an international stage? Tell us.
Well, like, to me, I've been saying this for years. Like, I've never seen any reason that there shouldn't be Irish language films on the international stage. Like, we sit and we'll watch, like, a French film or a Hungarian film or whatever, any kind of art house film that, is the talk of the day or whatever, or Parasite, which obviously won the Oscar last year. So to me, it's like, it's sort of a no-brainer that we should be making films in the Irish language. There's no reason that we shouldn't, and that they can't kind of compete with the best of world cinema.
Yeah. But
in terms of art films specifically, it's a very simple story. It's based, as I said, based on Claire Keegan's Foster, which was on the Leaving Cert curriculum, so I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be kind of familiar with it. But the plot itself you can summarize as, young girl gets sent away for the summer to live with distant relatives. She comes from this overcrowded, kind of dysfunctional household, and her mother is pregnant again. And this is 1981, it's 40 years ago, so it's kind of an Ireland of our recent past. And the film just becomes an examination of the relationship between this young girl and these kind of surrogate parents that she goes to live with, this farming couple who live in our film, they live in County Waterford. It's kind of an examination of how this new little sort of makeshift family comes into being. And it's quite an emotional journey, I think. Like most people who've seen the film generally have the kind of Kleenex out by the credits at the end. It is actually still showing in some cinemas as well. It's been in our cinemas for like 3 months now.
Yeah.
Which has been incredible. And we're so happy with how Irish audiences have embraced the film. But if there's anyone still looking to see it on the big screen, check it out online. It is still available in some cinemas.
Well, that was going to be my next question to you. So like 3 months is a long time for such a niche movie to be in the cinema. How are Irish audiences reacting to it? And does the fact that you've noted the fact that we obviously have competed beforehand with French programmes or French movies or other foreign language movies, the fact that the Irish language is such a small language internationally, do you think it'll be received better or will it be more distant from the judges' views? How do you think it'll work out?
Okay, that's a good point. I mean, I guess maybe there's slightly more of a novelty factor in that, you know, people might be watching a film for the first time in a language that they've possibly never heard before. I mean, there was Tom Sullivan's Araft, which was put forward 2 years ago, and then there was another film, Fusca, which was put forward. So I guess there have been some Irish language films put forward in recent years. But yeah, I think you might be on something there, in that there might be more of a novelty aspect to Academy members watching an Irish language film, you know.
So presumably they have the subtitles and they know exactly how to get into the feel of the movie, other than the visual aspect of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There'll always be subtitles with the film, no matter where it goes. It's just a given, you know. But in terms of Irish audiences, that seems to have been a thing that people have remarked, like just on social media and so forth. You can kind of see that people say, like, the language, they almost forget it's not in English, you know, that
they just get so sucked into it. That's great.
Yeah, and I think the language, maybe it's because it's all from the point of view of this young girl. And so all the characters are essentially speaking to this younger person, that maybe the form of Irish they're using is more directed, you know, towards a child, and maybe it's just more understandable. Yeah. I'm not sure, but...
Say a picture paints a thousand words, and so obviously people are emotionally engaged with the movie as well as everything else. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on this evening. I really hope that the story resonates with our international audiences as much as it has in Ireland, and to wish you continued success. Colin Barade, the writer and director of On Colleen Coon, that has been nominated by IFTA for the Oscars in 2023. Thank you, Colin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.